Time for a Stain Gang podcast and time to talk tennis with Scott Lynn. I'm Pete Stein. So glad you're joining us for these podcasts. Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast. And remember, Thursday, Midwestern State's going to be hosting Cameron and what's going to be a huge day here at MSU Tennis Center, but we'll talk more about that later. Your schedule kind of was askew because of the weather in Tyler, so that kind of changed your schedule, and it's kind of changed our podcast schedule as well a little bit, but that's okay. No problems there. Let's go back and start with the Dallas Baptist duel, and we'll start with the men. We'll get some good news first. The men had a really nice day against Dallas Baptist.
The men played well. They were ready to play. I honestly didn't do a whole lot of coaching. I talked to one of the doubles teams early in their match, and they were focused. They took care of their courts. They were in control of their matches. When the players started playing well, they kept their composure. So it was a good day. It was nice to see a group of men who have not been in the program very long really take care of themselves. You know, in college tennis, you know, you have a coach or two, and there's maybe 8 matches going on at one time. So a lot of times, well, the best players have great ownership of their court. They work through situations, and they take what they've trained and they use it in matches. And I think our men's team did an excellent job of that on Saturday.
And I think you won all the singles matches in straight sets. How important is that in terms of the overall picture of the season? Let me use the analogy of a pitcher. You don't want a pitcher throwing a bunch of pitches because you know they've got other starts down the road. Is the same kind of true here? You don't want to spend too much in a match if you don't have to?
If your focus is good and you're there and you don't deviate from that and you end up in the third set, that's fine. We're not playing doubleheaders right now. We're not playing, you know, we haven't played a ton of back-to-back matches recently. We've just been practicing. And so it's not a big deal. The bigger deal is when your focus fluctuates and you end up in a third set because you couldn't keep your focus for 2 sets in a row. I think there's the bigger issue. But I think it is good for players to get into the third set and have to work through situations, regardless if you put yourself there or the opponent just played well enough that they were able to get into the third set with you.
Just as an observer of Midwestern State tennis, I was a little surprised when I saw the women's result from Dallas Baptist. Maybe I was a little presumptuous. I thought the women would go in there and get a W. It didn't work out that way. Kind of talk me through what happened in that duel.
Dallas Baptist played really well. Dallas Baptist came out early in the match and did some things that we were not prepared for, and we didn't respond in that situation in doubles. And then, so that played a factor, and then we went into singles, and we were not prepared to use our training to really go after what they're not going to be great at. And then when we allowed them to play the way they wanted to play, we weren't willing to patiently work through those situations. And so when that happens, that's, you know, you're letting your opponent play their best tennis. You're not willing to work through that situation. You're not willing to take your training. I mean, it was a tough day. You know, Dallas Baptist played very well, and we allowed them to play loose for most of the match, which is really difficult if you're in a dual match for, you know, 4 hours and the team on the other side's playing loose the whole time. You're just not doing enough things that you're not committed to enough things that are creating pressure on the other side. And we didn't do that day. And again, Dallas Baptist did a great job, and they earned the win, and they deserved to win that day. They were the better team that day. And so, you know, I could have done better things in the week leading up. It was a great lesson for me because we didn't play a match for basically a week. And, you know, I kind of went with one philosophy, and then, you know, match day showed that philosophy was probably not the best philosophy for this program.
Did the schedule change have anything to do with that? Because that was supposed to be your second duel. You were supposed to play Tyler on Friday. We talk about athletes being, you know, accustomed to routines, and no. I know tennis players always have to adjust to the unexpected, though, but primarily because of weather.
No, I don't think so. We don't have a single freshman on the women's tennis team. Everybody has years of experience. We have 4 seniors. we should have been ready for the match. We weren't ready for the match, and that's it. And then when we weren't ready, you know, there's been times we haven't been ready to compete, and we've worked ourselves through it. And we'll probably go into that a little bit in the next few minutes. But that was, we weren't willing to work ourselves through it. And that's the hard part that most of our teams have always been willing to do. And yeah, I think it was to me, it was a kind of a blip on the radar with our women's tennis team. I think for the most part, no matter what situation they've been thrown into, we've continued to grow and grow and grow. And so I just felt like Saturday was one of those days where, you know, those moments can really, they can hurt you, or they can really establish this is not going to happen again, regardless of who we're playing.
Well, I was going to ask you, was there a silver lining out of the loss that you got out of Dallas Baptist?
Well, I think it taught us a lot going into the UT Tyler match. At least maybe we weren't. I mean, I know that there were parts of the UT Tyler match that we played better in because of what we went through at Dallas Baptist.
Yeah, and it was a tension-filled Tuesday, so you were originally scheduled to play UT Tyler on Friday. They had bad weather there, and the decision was made early to reschedule, and you ended up playing Tuesday, and the women played, both the men and women, but let's start with the women. They played a really tight match, and getting the win there, 4-3, moved you into a three-way tie for second in the Lone Star Conference, and you know, Michaela McSpadden coming through for you in the end, had to win, did win. And, in fact, you had several players that were kind of in that must-win category that came through for you in that duel.
Yeah, the ladies did well. There were parts of that match where, as a team, we played very, very well, and there were parts of the match where, as a team, we didn't play as well. And so, but, I think that because of what happened on Saturday, they were willing to dig in and find another level of tennis and another level of focus, and very appreciative of that. You know, we pulled out 3-3 setters yesterday. We put ourselves in position to win really every match in singles, and that was a good sign. You know, we came out ready to play in singles on the women's side. All four ladies were ready to go after doubles, you know, wasn't our best effort. And so That was great to see. Second sets, you know, it's almost like we had focused for an hour and then we kind of backed away. And then some ladies in the third, the majority of our ladies said, you know what, it's not going to happen today. And they dug in and we made more balls and our focus went up. And, you know, really, Alice did a fantastic job on Saturday and on Tuesday in singles. She did a really good job of just digging in. We've moved her up in the lineup, and she's grabbed a hold of that, and so that's exciting for our team. And so she's starting to put it all together in singles. And then, you know, Michaela McSpadden, you brought up, did a wonderful job. You know, score didn't really indicate on Saturday how good a job she did on trying to implement what we do every day in practice. And we had a great, she does a lesson with me each week, and you know, players, that's an optional situation, and she takes advantage of it every week. And we work on things, and we really had a nice talk and talked about some things about the match. And she knows what she wants to do. And in the middle of a season, making jumps as a player because you're able to learn from one match to the other, and whether you win or lose is huge. And she's been able to do that, and that's exciting. But she puts the work in, and she's not – She's determined to be successful. And so, you know, when she's out there on the court and the match is on the line, there's nobody in our program that I want more success for as a coach than her, because of all the time and effort she's put in to being successful as a tennis player.
I want to follow up on something you mentioned, Alice moving up. You played her at number two singles. What's kind of the thinking that goes behind that?
Oh, I mean, she was our second best player. There's not a whole lot of thinking going into that. She's ready to play that spot. Early in the season wasn't her best tennis, and she knows what she has to do. And probably coming from a completely different environment for 4 years at Fresno Pacific to MSU, that takes a little bit of time. And I think she's figuring that out. And I mean, she's tricky. When she's locked in, she is a really, really good tennis player.
You mentioned the success in third sets, and Amelia Lawson has become really a fantastic third set player for you. Split the first two sets yesterday, had gotten beaten 6-love in the second set, but came back and won the third set at love.
Yes, I think she's I don't think she would say she's played her best tennis the last two matches, but what she has learned is she's learned resolve. She's learned conviction in tough situations when a player starts to play better. How do I respond? And she's responding. And when you learn how to respond and then you add things that you've worked on all year to those moments, your resolve gets better and her resolve's getting better. But that should happen at, you know, the top of your lineup. If you played number one all year, these things should start to show up because you're leading our team and she's showing things that she maybe were not as comfortable for early in the fall. You know, she's now showing that she has the ability to do that against anybody.
Were you surprised by the doubles results at Tyler for the women?
Yes, I'm surprised. We put some time and effort into doubles this time of year, and yeah, it's surprising. I mean, I think the scores are. I think anybody that knows our program is probably like shocked. They're probably looking at the scores going, "What?" And they.
It's funny
well.
You say that because I actually was looking at the scores. I'm like, are they really updating this? Are these the right scores?
Yeah, UT Tyler played really well, and they've got a team that if you allow them to play their game, which is what we did against Dallas Baptist, then. You know, we don't get into the depth of our game, and that's you know, you've got to be committed to your game to not let an opponent get to their most comfortable area. And we really allowed all three of those teams to get really, really comfortable at one point, and that shouldn't happen in doubles. So,
and I thought getting the doubles point for the men on Tuesday at UT Tyler, I thought that was imperative that you get that point, and you did.
Right. The men came out and we've worked a ton on doubles. We've worked specifically on certain things that maybe we weren't great at early in the year, and the men have become very good at those things. And so now it's just a matter of belief and determination and commitment to go deeper and deeper into points, regardless of the score, regardless if you're up, regardless if you're down. And so we're starting to show signs that, and I think, you know, we've always had at least the majority of time we've had very strong doubles teams here at MSU, and we're starting to show that we're going to have another year of strong doubles on the men's side.
And then the singles came through. Did that? Well, first of all, it seemed like a very tense afternoon out at Tyler for really both the men and the women, but particularly the men, because these were the top two teams in the conference. You've got a chance to be alone in first place atop the LSC standings if you can come away with the victory on the road at Tyler. The way singles played out, was it pretty much what you expected? Because this is a really good team you're playing at UT Tyler.
I felt like the men were ready to play. I felt like the men were ready to compete, you know. Hopefully we weren't surprised to be in that situation when we're ready to compete and everybody's focused from one to three doubles and one to six singles. This is what we can produce. And as long as we don't lose our composure and we keep our focus for the entire match, then we have the ability. We're not, you know, we may be a new, younger team, or at least players that haven't been in the program, but it's not a team that isn't afraid to work hard. It's not a team that's not talented. I mean, we have all those attributes. It's now about matter of, are we ready to come every day and bring it every day? So, no, I'm not surprised by the score. UT Tyler, they have a good men's team and a good women's team. One thing you bring up is standings. I don't really get caught up into standings. I understand, kind of like rankings, I understand that's part of tracking a team. But, you know, if we come ready to play, you have to believe that when you're ready to play and you're ready to, you're going to have an opportunity to be successful. And so that was I'm not surprised. I mean, we put ourselves in position to win against the men and against UT Tyler, and we didn't quite get it done, but we put ourselves in position, and there were matches early in the season against teams that were good teams that we didn't put ourselves in position to win. We just didn't do it. We'd get frustrated early, or we just maybe young and maybe inexperienced at the time. And I think now we're realizing that we're capable of working through those situations and putting ourselves in position to win. And it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time if they stay the course.
Well, at the risk of mentioning the standings, it seems like this is a big duel you've got coming up for both the men and women against Cameron Thursday.
We have not played a non-big duel against Cameron in 13 years, so I don't think this is any different. I think it'll be a fun match to play, and I think the Cameron will be ready to play, I'm sure, and they've done very well this year on the men and women, and great job by Josh up there, and so we're excited to play them, but we feel like we have good programs here, and we feel like that, you know, we will be ready to play as well. But yeah, it'll be a fun match. I hope that everybody can come out and watch us play, because it'll be at 12 o'clock. Yesterday's match against UT Tyler literally started at 11 o'clock, and we finished at 4:45. It was a 5-hour and 45-minute battle. It was what college tennis should be. And that's what I told the players when we got home. Obviously, the men didn't want to lose, and the women maybe didn't play their best, but everybody was putting everything on the line, and that's what should happen in a match. You should put everything on the line. That's the beauty of college tennis, the 1v1 or 2v2, and yeah, we could definitely use a ton of support at 12 o'clock when doubles starts, and then we could definitely use some strong support if you don't want to stay there the whole time. Show up about 3 o'clock and be loud and get ready to cheer for MSU, because
and pull us over the finish line.
Yeah, I mean, we've had matches before where Cameron, I don't know if it was when Josh was coaching or not, but you know, their men's team will be playing us, and their women's team will show up, and they'll just bring fans, you know, down to or vice versa. And so it's you know, it's definitely a match that we want to create a home court advantage. We've been on the road twice, and we've been on the road a lot this year. And we've done a really good job, but we definitely need a home court advantage. And I think, you know, I think when we played just maybe Western New Mexico on a Thursday, I think it was Friday, we had great support by the student athletes and staff and people in the community. And so, you know, my hope is that they come out and they support us, and we get behind these student athletes and get behind our program.
This is a Cameron women's team that's really been on a roll. In fact, they haven't lost to a Division II opponent this year, 13-0, and it seems like they're solid throughout, from the doubles point all the way through the six singles.
Yeah, I mean, I think the players they have on their team, we've seen them. We've played multiple tournaments. We played them at the Cameron Invitational. We played them at ITA Regional. We played them last year. We played them at our MSU Invitational. We've beaten them. They've beaten us. I mean, it's sometimes, you know, win-loss records, and you can track our teams for years. You know, I'm not saying Cameron's not playing the best teams in the country, but, how many top 10 teams have they played? How many top 15? I'm not saying they're not a good team. They're a very good team. But, you know, it's not a situation where we're not prepared to go in there and compete extremely well and be in, you know, and own our courts. So I think they're a good team, and their men's team's a good team too. I don't think they're a good team too, but we got two really good programs here. So to me, it's it comes out and who's ready to go.
Their men's results seem pretty similar when you look at common opponents. It seems like they've had similar results to what your men's team has had. Do you look at this as an evenly matched duel?
Oh, I mean, Chris Bizot, who's done a good job coming in at UT Tyler, and we talked about it yesterday and during the match. It's, you know, it's who's going to show up on match in, match out. And at this point, you know, Division II men's tennis and even women's tennis, there's so much depth. And maybe every coach talks about depth now. Transfer portal is, you know, you get a lot of Division I players that transfer in. You get a lot of players from players that played 1 and 2 on certain teams now come to better teams. You know, and so you're fine. That starts occurring. And so the depth, you know, the depth in men's tennis is at least 50 deep, and the women's depth is at least, you know, 40 deep. And so you know, you have a few teams at the top that are really, really good, but outside of that, everybody's got a shot to beat everybody on any given day. So to me, it's just, you know, we'll do our best to prepare for Cameron, and we'll get ready today, and we'll be ready tomorrow to play.
And then we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that you're home Saturday afternoon for a noon start against Arkansas Fort Smith. But I'm sure it's first things first, you got to handle Cameron.
Right. We'll play Arkansas Fort Smith. That'll be senior day. So we'll have four seniors that'll be recognized at the end of the matches on Saturday. So we won't do it at the beginning because that kind of ties warm up. You don't warm up with your opponent anymore. And so we'll do it at the end of that. So we definitely want to recognize Emmy Visick and Ethne Dowling and Alice DiMatteo and Amelia Lawson, four great senior ladies. You know, Emmy and Ethne have been with us for a really long time, and they've been fantastic teammates and people to have in this program and leaders. So we're excited about them. So hopefully everybody will come out. And, you know, Arkansas Fort Smith is another conference match. So no matter what we do tomorrow, we're going to take care of business on Saturday as well. And so we haven't really even thought about Saturday besides senior day stuff. But, you know, we're definitely aware that, you know, as important as the match was yesterday or on Saturday, your next important match is the next match this time of year. And, you know, if you come ready to play, you're going to position yourself better in the conference tournament. And if you position yourself better in the conference tournament, you have an opportunity to advance. And then if you can advance, you advance to the NCAA regionals. And then it's one match to go to the NCAA championships. And that's you want to put yourself in the best situation you possibly can to go to the championships.
Seems like we just got started. We're already to senior day. Conference tournament's coming up April 20th. Is the team in the position you wanted them to be in coming into this time of year?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't, you know, there's going to be ups and downs in a season, and that's inevitable unless you just play light. And we've had seasons where we just played lights out, but most seasons there's ups and downs. And yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, the players taking care of what they can take care of day in, day out, and making sure the attitude and the approach of the program's good, and that you have the players that are the doubles teams that are ready to go and the singles players that are ready to play and battle to the end. Those are the players you want on the court at the end of a season. So, yeah, it's playing out.
Scott, I'm having so much fun, and I can't wait for Thursday. I think that's just going to be a great day of tennis at the MSU Tennis Center. I'd encourage everybody to come on out and support the MSU tennis teams, both men and women. It's going to be a great day Thursday starting at noon. Thanks for your time. Always great to talk to you on these podcasts.
Thank you, Pete.
That is Scott Lynn, the tennis coach here at Midwestern State. I'm Pete Stein. So long.